Hi there. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I approve, 100%.
Approve, thank you. Okay,
yeah.
Very well. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Johnskin's job performance as governor?
Who?
The governor, Glenn Johnskin.
Yeah, so-so.
Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay, let's move on. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
I think we're on the right track.
Right track, thank you so much. And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Right track, okay. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, I do think that.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Excellent, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. Would you say that things in your local... Would you say that things in your local K through 12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
The right track.
Right track, thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing fees, and books if that child is not in the public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Moderate.
Moderate amount, thank you. Supporters said it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents said it will take away the state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I would oppose.
Oppose, thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who support education success accounts? Would you be more or less likely?
I would be more prone to vote if it's to help the education.
The question refers to the suggested bill that I just mentioned, the education success account. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success account?
Yes, I would be more prone.
More
to
likely?
Yes.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much
alone,
more, thank you.
Girl.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend public schools they are not zoned for?
They should be able to.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race,
of
gender, or income? Thank
it
you.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, sir, ma'am. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should have access.
Thank you, ma'am. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since at this time, Virginia has seen a proliferation of marijuana, black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support or oppose such a bill?
Can you, like... say that again, but like
sure,
lesser
sure.
words.
Okay, actually, I'm supposed to read verbatim, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to change
that's
anything,
go ahead.
But
can you read it again, please?
I can read it again. Yes, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since at this time, Virginia has seen a proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would support the bill.
Support it, very well. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I think it should be given.
Okay. Let's move on. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Do you support or oppose?
That's a toughie.
Yes, it is.
I will go with our support.
Support, all right.
Yes.
Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
That's also a toughie. Because
yeah,
they
are tough questions.
Because you don't know whether the parents know about it or not.
That's
so,
why he says, do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Requiring
you don't know what
schools.
The parents.
Okay,
yeah,
oppose.
You don't know what the parents know, so I oppose to that.
Very well, very well. Let's move on. Yeah, they are tough questions, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you support or oppose amending the state's constitution to add language, making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Do you support or oppose that?
No, I do support that.
Support it, okay. Okay, let's move on. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Almost there. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? That's another tough one.
Can you repeat that again, please? A
little
slower.
Yeah. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Wow. That's hard to say. Because you don't know whether that child is being abused at home or not.
Yes, I know it's a tough one, and I'm not supposed to add any further information. It's just what it is.
I know.
So what would you say, ma'am?
I would support. I would definitely support, because it's a possibility that child is being abused at home because he doesn't identify with what he was born, he or she.
Right. It's a sign of the times. It's difficult times, actually.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, number one, access to care in my community is good? Number two, there is a moderate access to care in my community? And number three, access to care in my community is inadequate?
I think that there's a lot of help. Where I live right now, there is a right around the corner.
So you think it's access to caring your community is good?
Very good.
Okay, very well, let's move on. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is not a priority?
It definitely should be a high priority.
High priority, very well. One idea that has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I definitely support it.
Strongly support, ma'am, or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Strongly support. Okay. I like it. Now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
It makes me want to support more.
More likely? Okay.
Yes.
It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you so much, ma'am. We're almost there. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you so much. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you so much. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you, ma'am. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Definitely more likely.
Thank you, ma'am. Having heard more details about the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it. Would you support it, ma'am?
Strongly support.
Thank you, ma'am. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
They should.
They should, thank you.
Yes.
Do you feel that public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing the employee's personal information?
They should.
They should, okay.
Yes.
Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
They should.
They should,
definitely.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Can you repeat that again for me, please?
Sure, sure. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel that public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at the workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
They should have the right to select a new union if the one that they selected is not working for them.
Correct, correct. Very well. Let's jump to something else. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia's auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I definitely oppose, because I don't know what I'm going to be able to afford unless they give me the car for free. Yeah.
Okay. So you oppose repealing the law?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index estate tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
They should.
They should. Thank you. In terms of your political party affiliation, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you, ma'am. What is your age, please, for statistical purposes?
58.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White
Hispanic.
Or Caucasian? Black, Hispanic. Okay, thank you. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K through 12 school?
No.
No.
Grandchildren, but no children.
Okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Female. Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, ma'am. We do appreciate it. Have a good night.
Sure. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.